You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Sessions with Spirit with Gene Rowe.
Gene Rowe.
Live from Facebook.com/Tarot Readings by Gene Rowe.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Sessions with Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and good evening. Welcome to the 16th episode of Sessions with Spirit. I went ahead while we were doing the intro and shuffled one of my favorite Oracle decks, though it is not my top. And what I mean by that is one of my absolute favorites, and guys, I should have probably pulled it out, so I'm going to grab it now, is Seasons of the Witch. Oh my goodness. Guys, you know I am a tarot chick all the way. However, there are a few Oracle decks that I adore. One is that, you know what? Why don't we pull two this evening? I did pull one from the Green Witch Oracle. That card, of course, was Sage. That card is going to be about wisdom, purification, as well as harmony. I show the cards only because I do realize we do have some listeners that are listening via podcast. For those that are, whether you're watching me live, or streaming as a show. Oh, we got ribbons, guys. I like to show, because I appreciate the art, so I like to show the cards. From the Seasons of the Witch, and this, of course, is the Beltane edition. We got ribbons. Ribbons is all about, for it lives in the silk of my binding, the knots of my truth, the eye of becoming, the witness swallowed in stillness. Now, I know that almost sounds like the Riddler from Batman. What I mean by that is you have to kind of sit and think and sit in that space and really absorb the message, break it down. Sometimes, and especially with different decks, we get different messages. You know, that especially goes for Oracle, of course. They vary from deck to deck. Just as, to take this or use this as an example, the Seasons of the Witch Yule deck is going to be completely different from the Samhain deck. So yes, they do vary, as where with tarot is more system, so the meanings never change. As with the card ribbons, it's about sitting in that stillness, enjoying that silence, really listening to our inner being and what we want, desire, and need. That hand in hand would go with Sage, in my opinion. And the reason why I say that is because Sage is about wisdom. It's about sitting back, absorbing things, and taking things in. Really running with the message, but not just the one that we see on the surface. Sometimes we have to dig a little bit deeper and kind of like peel the onion, if you will, though I prefer apples. I'm just saying, you got to peel back those layers, which I know is difficult. Guys, I'm never going to sit here and be like, oh, it's fine. I get it. You know, I would never sort of act flippant with people and do that. Tonight, as always, guys, we do have a few requests from my followers, my beautiful lovelies. We're going to start with Loreline from North Carolina, of course. Yes, darling. Oh, my goodness. I am going to do a, I would say like 3 to 5 card pull. I'm not in any rush tonight, guys. I know we do or are going to have callers, but I don't know. I just want to take my time tonight. I do. I realize that I'm only with you for a limited time, but I definitely want to make the most of it. So, Loreline, my love, your first card was the King of Cups. This card would definitely represent somebody who is being manipulative, even narcissistic. The reason why I say that is because for me, the court cards from the cup suit are absolute ick cards, though I don't feel like this is someone that you are directly related to. It's definitely someone not necessarily in your circle, but sort of peering in, a snake in the grass, if you will. Your second card was the Five of Cups. Watch your moves. And what I mean by that is cross your T's and dot your I's. I feel like with this snake in the grass, it is very important for you to stay on your toes. And why I say that is because the next card, love, they were almost all from the cup suit. Was the Four of Cups, but it felt reversed. So instead of staying in one place and thinking or having those idle thoughts, which are usually negative, you're all about action, doing things. You put your money where your mouth is. You're not afraid to back up what you say. Your next card was the Fantastic 10 of Cups. I'm so happy to see this card. Reason being is the 10 refers to a sense of completion. The cup suit, as I said before, does refer to happiness as well as contentment, even joy. And I feel like with you knowing how they are, you're going to act accordingly. Remember, in your own life, you want to hire, fire, and promote accordingly. The final card, which was the extra one that I pulled, was, of course, the beautiful Ten of Pentacles. I thought it was really fantastic that you received two tens back to back, especially with them being from the suits that they were. That is going to even refer to, I don't want to say financial settlements, but it definitely can refer to that. In fact, let's pull one more card real quick. I stand corrected. The Sun. The Sun is a power card. That is going to refer to a hardcore success. It also can refer to a financial blessing or financial abundance. I feel like this is a lot of cash coming in at one time. Also, it's going to refer to a hardcore success or a hard-fought victory. So, yes, it did take a long road to get to this final outcome. However, it's going to be worth it in the end. So, Loreline, I definitely hope that that answered whatever questions you may have and that it does bring you a sense of peace. Let's go with our first caller. Our first caller is going to be Megan. Hello, Megan. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, love. What is going on? What do you need a reading on tonight?
I just lost my fiance on Sunday the 14th, and just kind of, you know, just trying to see where, you know, things are going and just trying to get a little bit of closure. I know that no one can really necessarily bring that to me. I have to find that on my own, but, you know, I feel like this is a good way to help me as well.
Oh, love, of course. And first off, if I may offer my condolences, and especially with it being so raw and so fresh, I definitely feel honored that you decided to call in. I truly do, because I can only imagine how difficult that this was for you. So kudos to you for making that first step. I do have a male with me. Love, are you still wearing your ring?
I'm sorry?
Do you still have your ring on?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. He brings that up. Have you not taken it off?
No, no way.
Yeah. He brings that up. He's like, you couldn't even pry it from her cold, dead fingers. No pun intended, but he does start break out laughing after he said that. He is a bit of a jokester, though I do feel as though he had a bit of a serious side, but he loved to laugh. Even when the situation, or the more, Megan, the more serious the situation was, the more he would try to make you to laugh. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said before, he brings up how you, and you're almost like protective of it. You're extremely scared that something's going to happen to it. You're going to lose it. It's going to slip off your finger. I feel like you're always like checking your hand, because you feel like that is the only connection that you have left to him. He wants you to know that that is not true. Love, at night lately, what are you curling up with of his? Is it a
blanket?
What is it? Oh, my love. First, oh, honey.
It's his blanket and his pillows. He was a CDL truck driver, and I got him out of his truck when we had to clean it out, and I've been sleeping with it.
Does it smell like him?
It does.
Okay, because he brings that up. He shows me you like smelling it. You almost wrap the blanket around your hand and then you hold it to your face. You sort of like cry in it, but you get scared if you cry in it too much, the scent is going to go away.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
He's never going to leave you, honey. He isn't. And I know with it being so raw, there isn't much I can say to fix it. But I definitely hope that with these confirmations, you know that he is still with you. It's just in a different way. I know it's not the way that you want or even the way that you need.
Oh, thank you so much.
I just want you to know that he's with you.
I hope he's is.
He all love. He's not going to leave. Where does the letter R come in?
His name is Ryan. And we have two kids named Raya and Rylea.
Love, I'm so sorry. Is it okay if I light candles for you tonight?
Please do. Please do.
Oh. Megan, I'm going to ask you a favor.
Yeah.
Okay? I know this is a big ask, but I want you to do two things. Number one, I want you to get yourself a journal, and I want you to write to him like you're talking to him, just like how you guys would talk on the phone when he was away on the road. Okay? Tell him about your day. Tell him about the kids. It's going to help you not just with your grief, but it's also going to be a keepsake. And yes, he said it's okay to be mad at him. The other thing.
It's okay to be mad at him?
Yeah. 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 So stop feeling guilty for being mad. It's okay. I know. Oh my gosh, Megan. Ooh, my goodness, love. I am going to ask you to please do me the favor and honor of following me on Facebook. I'm going to reach out to you. Okay. And I want updates and I'm going to keep tabs on you and I'm going to check in with you. And that way I know you're okay.
I need it. It just means a lot to me, more than you know. Because I have a lot of guilt and just, you know, I just need to know. And I am mad at him. I'm so mad at him.
I know you want love. And that's okay. Megan, it's okay to be mad. That's why I want you to get that journal. Because I want you to write every emotion you have. Every emotion when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're angry, when you even want to rip the book up. Don't. But those feelings are warranted. Why does he call himself pardon my French, but a dumb, you know what? Why does he call himself that? He keeps saying
he's like French.
Like, pardon my French, but he keeps saying he keeps calling himself a dumbass. He's like, I was a dumbass. Does that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat it again?
He keeps saying to me that he was a dumbass. He's like, I was a dumbass. I was a dumbass. Does that make sense? When I ask, go try to pry further, I relate it to, he points to my watch. And for me, that would symbolize moments. Moments that he was with you, that he didn't, was he ever like distracted or stressed? I feel like sometimes when he was with you guys, he would be not all the way present. That's what he's referring to, Megan.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times he would, you know, be on his phone playing a game.
Yeah.
So those
are the times, love. He says, I should have stopped, I should have slowed down, and I should have paid attention.
Oh, my gosh. Whew. Oh, gosh.
Are the kids young?
Yeah, 2 and 7. And he has other kids, too, but we just have those two together.
Okay. Did anything happen, or what do the numbers 5 and 6 mean to you?
5 and 6?
Mm-hmm. It could be May or June, or the 5th or 6th of a month. I keep getting drawn to those two numbers.
Can't really refer to 6, but May is my birthday.
Okay.
And June 6th, in June we had a beach trip planned. I don't know if that would have to do with anything. And it could be something else. I just can't think of it at this moment.
Did you cancel the beach trip?
No, I did not.
Don't.
Okay.
Megan, if you don't listen to another thing I say, please, he's pleading. Please do not cancel that trip.
He knows me so well. I won't.
Okay.
Okay.
I want you to go, and I want you to bring your journal when you go on that trip too. So those moments you can share with him.
I will.
I promise you that he'll be with you. Okay, take your time. I know sometimes it could be a lot. It's like, whoa, like, because you're kind of like hoping for confirmation, but then when you get it, it's almost like a gut punch, you know? And it's like you're not prepared for it. And it's like, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, you know, almost like Cartman's mom from South Park. Like, whoa, 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 what? Like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Should have stopped and paid attention. Oh my goodness, because he was in a motorcycle accident. And I'm pretty sure he was going really fast and, you know, he hit the car. So that's wild. Wow. Ooh.
Is that why he was calling himself a dumbass?
I'm not sure.
Did he hit the car?
Yeah, he hit the car.
Love, did he do,
I mean,
like, the
that's what they're saying. Let me just say that. That's what they're saying happened. I don't fully know.
Okay. Did he do, like, weaving?
Maybe. He may have. I don't know.
In regards to how it happened, I feel like he was blindsided by the car.
Okay.
How the bike fell was not how it hit.
Okay.
He's like, I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
Yeah. He's like, no. He took risks when he would ride, but no, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't go as far as taking a chance like that. Does that make sense? There's a difference between that adrenaline rush that he's like, oh yeah, it was like almost like a high, but it wasn't, oh, like a evil Knievel type deal where it's like, you know, oh, let me see if I could fly over 15 cars and then just, you know, wish you the best of luck. It wasn't a situation like that. I feel like he was blindsided. Did, what happened? Was it on the left side and then the bike fell on the right?
See, I'm not fully sure. He was going down a one-way street and a car was coming out from actually on his right side. He was on the left side of the street because I unfortunately did see him there while they was giving him CPR. And honestly, it was just such a shock that so much of that is a blur to me. So I really can't fully remember, you know, where all the bike was and things like that.
Who is the man that was on scene?
I'm sorry, who was what?
Who is the man that was on scene? I don't know if you remember or not. If you don't, that's okay.
There was a man on scene from somebody I knew from a friend, you know, years ago. He was like, I remember who you are. Calm down. It's okay. I do remember that besides, you know, the police officer.
Who had the like olive complexion?
Like an olive complexion on the scene? My daughter ended up, I know it sounds really crazy, because I got home and my daughter actually was up and I realized that I had rode past, and then when I pulled into my house, because it actually happened right around the corner, I realized that I think that's him, and I just started freaking out and I ran down there and my daughter came with me. So unfortunately, my daughter was, you know, there.
Yeah. Oh, love. He makes me feel like there was a man by him. Which it's okay if you do not know or you can't recall. And I do apologize for the fur babies in the background. But I feel like he was okay. I don't want, were you afraid that he was like panicking? I know you were panicking. Yeah, like you couldn't get to him fast enough. You couldn't, like, yeah. Like you just, and it was almost like you turned into an Olympian, like out of nowhere, the adrenaline kicked in and I feel like you just started running, but you didn't run. I don't want to say with purpose. You did run with purpose. You didn't know what to do. You didn't know what direction to go in. Do I grab the kids? Do I go? You didn't know where, like the confusion, Megan, there was a lot of confusion. Right. Yeah.
There is a lot of confusion, and I have like guilt, definitely a lot of confusion.
Yeah, okay. I do a lot of automatic writing in my mediumship, so that's why I kind of went in my desk and grabbed an index card because I don't have post-its handy. Let go of the guilt because he makes me feel, I just wrote guilt. Let go of that guilt. Reason being is you go back to that moment and you constantly like, literally torture yourself thinking, if I could have got there sooner, if I should have did this, if I could have done that, if I would have done this, it would have played out differently. He says he says, Meg, stop. You couldn't have changed it. You couldn't. No matter what. I'm so sorry, Megan.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
But I just thank you because you really brought me a lot of comfort. And hopefully I can get some sleep tonight.
You
brought me a lot of comfort.
I would definitely love that. And like I said, please don't forget to reach out to me because I really would love to check in on you.
Okay. I definitely will.
And get that journal. Okay, that way when you meet him, instead of now, since you can't fight with him, you can fight with him in the journal. And he says, better yet, he goes, I won't say anything stupid back. So get the journal.
Okay, I will.
All right, Megan. Oh, honey, love to you and your family. I wish you and your family nothing but peace, strength, and comfort. And I will definitely light candles, not just for you, but also your children.
Thanks so much.
You're so welcome, Megan. You take care, okay, love?
You too, thanks.
No problem, love. Have a wonderful night and get some rest.
I will try, thanks.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye. If that did not tug on your heartstrings, guys, this is why I do what I do. It is. And it's an honor. As hard as it is sometimes, it's an honor to have this gift. I have been blessed with something that not everybody can do. And I realize that. I'm very grateful for that. And I definitely hope with my whole heart that Megan finds peace. And love, I'm going to hold you to it. I truly hope that you reach out to me because I would love to just, not want to say keep tabs on you, but just even as a friend, you know? Guys, and it seems distasteful. You know, my info is below. If you're interested in booking a session, definitely reach out. But I can't advertise myself right now. I will, with the few minutes that we have left, pull us a tarot card. I think we all need that, right? Kind of like just a card to go into the weekend with. I love when they shuffle like this. Five of Swords. Set boundaries for yourself, whether they be that internal conflict or even that external, whether it be friends, work, whatever, even family, it doesn't matter. Just draw those lines. And I always say, draw them in concrete. Don't draw them in the sand because they can kick their foot and then the lines are blurred. So take that time to evaluate and take that inventory. Figure things out, not just for yourself, but what you want in your life. Also, set those boundaries in regards to the energy that you're going to take on, things that you're going to invest your time in. That's going to be really important. And that's the energy that I want and wish for all of you to take on, especially with this upcoming weekend. Guys, we went through it with that eclipse. Let me tell you what, that was a doozy. And the energy it expelled, oh, I'm still trying to recover. Only to have, what, a full moon in like a week or so? I cannot. But we'll get through it. And we're going to get through it together. Guys, remember, we are in the age of Aquarius. And if you know anything about that, you know that it reconstructs community. Things sometimes have to be broken down in order for the castle to be built back up. So think about ways that you can rebuild your castle. Boundaries that you want to set. Things that you're no longer going to tolerate. And things that you're going to expect to accept in your life. I wish you all a beautiful, beautiful evening. I thank you all so much for joining me. And of course, quickly, I would like to give a shout out to our Facebook viewers. Guys, I know, I'm sorry, I cannot see the comments while we are filming, but I do say hello to each and every one of you. I wish nothing but blessings for all of you. Thank you again for joining me tonight, and I'll see you next week. Love to all.